I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Bright, sunny, beautiful Groundhog Day. The one day of the year you don't want sunshine. Well, we had sunshine, and I'll take it. I don't care what Buckeye, what's his name, Buckeye somebody, and Poxitani Phil, I'll take the sunshine. But supposedly Buckeye Chuck. Both saw their shadows, six more weeks of winter. Yeah, again, I'll take the sunshine. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You have probably heard about the tragedy at Pickerington Ridgeview Junior High School this morning. A lot of mystery is surrounding the event, but here is what we know. In fact, let me just read from one of our local news sources. Pickerington police report that the stepfather of a junior high student died by suicide at Pickerington Ridgeview Junior High School this morning. Police Chief Todd Cheney said they were notified by school administration of a possible criminal act that was committed by the stepfather. The alleged act did not occur on school property, Cheney said. So I'm trying to put together the pieces here, and I'm honestly not sure that I'm correct in my conclusions, but what is being reported would seem to indicate that the stepfather was charged with some kind of criminal act and came to the school and was talking with officials at the school in the school office. And suddenly, during the discussion, he pulled out a handgun, shot himself, and killed himself in the office. The child or the mother of the child were close by, but they were not in the room. And there's no indication that this man threatened anyone before he took his own life. So, obviously, there's all kinds of speculation. What did he do? Was it so bad that he didn't want to face the consequences? We don't know. And anything at this point would be speculation. The tragedy, someone took their own life. And we're just reminded continually of the mental health crisis here in America. Suicide is becoming more and more common among adults, but also children. And I would say to you what I have said on many, many, many occasions. If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, despondency, feelings of hopelessness and helplessness, get help. There is still stigma in the evangelical church about people who are battling depression, and it should not be so. And I've gone into great depth of that in the past, and I'm not going to do that again today. Depression is not something to be embarrassed about or feel condemned about, but it is something to get help. Find help. Find resources. I would imagine that most people at one time or another in their life deal with times of depression. I have. Others have dealt with it seriously and for a long period of time. We must, particularly in the church, do a better job of understanding and helping people with mental illnesses. Kidney disease is real. Cancer is real. Lung disease is real. Heart disease is real. Liver disease is real. Mental illness is real. And I have explained this 1,000 times through the years, but here's the way I see it. I'm diabetic. My pancreas doesn't work the way it's supposed to work, okay? So I take medication. I try to watch what I eat. I try to get some exercise. I'm not embarrassed that I'm diabetic. No one has ever condemned me. No one at any church has ever said, "Ooh, he's diabetic. He just needs to pray more and read his Bible more." All right, I have an organ of my body that is deficient. All right? Now, what about the brain? The brain is an organ of the body. It is probably 1,000 times more complex than my pancreas. So if we can understand and accept that your pancreas can be deficient, your liver, your heart, your lungs, why can we not accept that the brain may have an illness, a deficiency, a problem, a difficulty? How can we say, you don't just pray away diabetes, but at the same time, many say, well, you can pray away depression. Now, let me add to this before anyone misunderstands me or misquotes me. I think that with depression, there is always a spiritual dimension, because we are talking about thoughts, feelings, emotions, and those all have a spiritual dimension, unlike your pancreas, okay? So there is always a spiritual dimension involved, and that's why counseling is so extremely important, preferably Christian counseling. But at the same time, the brain may be in such condition that an individual is unable to process the spiritual truth that will give them the ultimate victory over their depression. Does that make sense? The brain may be in such a condition and affect a person so mentally and emotionally that they are unable to process the spiritual truth that will ultimately give them victory. And that's why counseling is essential, and sometimes medication. I'm not ashamed or embarrassed that I take medication for my diabetes. All right? Why should there be stigma attached to people who need to take medication for mental issues? Now, let me quickly say again, as I've said over and over and over, psychiatric medications are over-prescribed in America dramatically. Dramatically. Over-prescription. There is, you know, throw some drugs at it, throw some pills at it, where the spiritual is ignored or rejected. But at the same time, in the Christian community, often medication is rejected. And that should not be the case. It is a partnership. I have no idea why this individual took their own life. Children are traumatized. School was shut down. And I'm not going to make any judgments because I don't know any of the facts. But again, my plea, if you are struggling with depression, it's real. Get help.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. Life-changing radio.
I've got a whole stack of patient evaluations here beside me from Back Pain Relief Ohio, the office of Dr. Kerry Gerges. And I could pick one of those and read an incredible evaluation of the help that they have gotten. But today, right now, just fresh in my mind, Joy and I were at the office of Dr. Kerry Gerges today. Yep, we were there today. We'll be there next week. And I just love to watch, to observe people who are getting genuine help. A lady this morning, serious neck issues. She's getting help. Another individual, serious neuropathy issues, getting help. Another person, serious back problems, getting help. I just love watching these people as they respond to the scientifically based but naturally based treatments at the hands of Dr. Gerges. Why don't you call and set up a consultation? 614-890-3500. Go to the website, backpainreliefohio.com.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. Recent media coverage celebrating falling inflation is taking a victory lap a little too early. Yes, inflation is lower, somewhat. It certainly has come down from the stratospheric levels of nearly 10% a year, but at 5% a year, it's still unacceptably high. There's no grounds for our policymakers to declare victory. The job just is not done. Rising demand for inflation hedges like gold, Bitcoin, and inflation-protected bonds and foreign currencies show that investors know that the inflation crisis is not over yet, even if the ruling class which caused it and benefits from it is in denial. You don't need a PhD in economics to know what's going on. You just need to go to the store and buy a dozen eggs. When pay doesn't keep up with the cost of living, that means you're losing ground, and government is the culprit. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Are you an individual or business that owes at least $10,000 to the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns? Are your wages being garnished? Is your bank account being levied? Have you received threatening letters from the IRS, or are you just tired of losing sleep at night worrying about your tax problem? If so, call Rapid Resolution Tax Group at 800-580-6767. That's 800-580-6767. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, and stop levies and garnishments. Rapid Resolution Tax Group is A-plus rated and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. They're tax attorneys, enrolled agents, and tax professionals who guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. Your tax problems will only get worse if you do nothing about them. So whether it's personal, business, or payroll tax problems, don't go it alone. Call the professionals at Rapid Resolution Tax Group now at 800-580-6767. 800-580-6767. That's 800-580-6767. Call now.
What's the greatest prayer in the Bible? Would you choose Hannah's in 2 Samuel? What about Solomon's in 1 Kings? Or the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6? Well, I'm sure that if we sat down around a table, we could have quite an interesting discussion. This week on Through the Bible, we learn about prayer that is worthy to be included on that list.
Through the Bible, weekday mornings at 8 on The Word, WRFD.
You'll sleep better knowing you got a great deal on a great mattress because you got it from Mac Mattress Outlet and the Discount Shopping Club. Right now, get a $500 certificate from Mac Mattress Outlet toward any mattress purchase for only $250. You can buy one or you can buy them all and save even more. $500 Mac Mattress Outlet certificates won't last long, and when they're gone, well, they're gone. For details, log on to the Discount Shopping Club at thewordcolumbus.com.
The greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
We're Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, marriage and leadership coaches and hosts of the Famous at Home podcast.
With a realistic, grace-filled look at the struggles families face today, we cover topics designed to help you become a rock star under your roof, set healthy rhythms between work and home, and build a rock-solid marriage.
To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Famous at Home on your favorite podcast platform.
If you keep up with current events, you know that negative news is endless. Bad news, rampant. Whether political, economic, or pandemic, the news gets old. Rise above the stream of negativity. Listen to truth, God's truth. Be reminded that He is faithful, that He has a plan, that you can trust Him no matter what's going on in the world. Don't settle for the negative. Listen to the Word. We bring you good news. AM 880 and 104.5 FM. The Word, WRFD.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It's a movement. It's small, but it's gaining momentum. What am I talking about? Parents doing what they should have been doing all along, and that is getting involved in their children's education. Actually making public schools public again? Listen, public schools have not been public schools for a long, 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 long time. They were at one time. Parents were really actively involved in their child's education, but parents have become, well, uninformed, detached, and in some cases just plain lazy. They send their kids to school because that's where the experts are. You know, it's like dropping your car off at the mechanic shop. You know, hey, listen, I used to do all of my own car work. I mean, everything. I could, you know, I've changed engines. I've changed clutches and done tune-ups and brakes and I've changed shock absorber. I've done about everything. But anymore, I can't do anything. They're all computer this and computer that. And so other than, yeah, I still do my own brake jobs. But other than that, I drop it off at the shop because that's where the trained professionals are because I have no clue how to work on these new modern vehicles. But people have started treating the schools like that. Here's the problem. Their kids are not cars. And education should not have changed that much. Teachers teach basic principles. But schools, rather than becoming places of education for the three R's, as they used to be called, have become places of indoctrination of a particular left-leaning ideology. And parents have treated the kids like their car. You drop it off at the shop because that's where the experts are, and when they're done, you pick them up. Well, the problem is, when you drop them off, children are being introduced to philosophies and ideologies that often are not in concert with the ideology, philosophy, beliefs of the parents. And parents are beginning across America to have an awakening. And again, please forgive me for being so repetitious on this, but if there was anything good that came out of COVID, it was the whole homeschool, virtual, computer screen teaching, where parents, for the first time, could look over the shoulders of their children and see what was actually being taught. Now, if you are a left-leaning parent, then you're probably absolutely pleased that your child is being indoctrinated with left-leaning philosophy and ideology. But if you're not, parents all over America were shocked. They had no clue. They should have, but they had no clue. And so there is a new movement of parents getting involved, actually attending school board meetings, running for school board. Parents who have never, ever served in any kind of elective office all across America have run for school boards in the last 2 years, and many of them have won. Well, down in Texas, now you think that all of Texas is very, very conservative, a solid red state. No. Texas as a whole leans a little to the right. But my goodness, take a look at what's happening in Austin, many parts of Houston, even the Dallas area. Well, this story that I have in front of me is from Fort Worth. A group of parents began demanding to see the sex ed curriculum that was going to be used in the Fort Worth Independent School District. And at first, school officials said, no. And parents said, whoa, wait a minute. We're the parents. We're the public. You're a public school. We want to know what the kids are being taught. Well, a group of the parents got a hold of the curriculum, and they were shocked. Absolutely shocked. And so, as a group, they went to the school board and said, nope, this is not appropriate. No, we demand you make changes. Well, Fort Worth Independent School District has dumped the radical sex ed curriculum. Yeah, $2.6 million worth of it. They've dumped it. They got rid of it. Why? Because parents got involved. Good for them.